We have a stranger in the room. He seems vaguely familiar. Could you state your name and occupation, please? Welcome to Boomer and Warner in the Morning without Boomer and Warner.
Part-time number one host in the Calgary radio world.
Shouldn't you be fishing? What's going on?
I should
on?
Go fishing. It's gorgeous out right now.
We need to put the end to some rumors. Some guy named Patrick kept texting in like a week ago saying he was fishing with you and that Pinder you smell or something like that.
Patrick?
Yeah. Were you fishing with someone named Patrick in the last 2 weeks at all, or is this just some goof on the text line?
No.
Yeah.
Thank Hello. You.
I wasn't here.
It's Patrick.
What have you been up to, Retro? How are you? I saw you last Thursday. Good to get together with Dougie and the crew at Glamorati for their golf tournament. Raised a ton of dough for Kidsburg Calgary, but what else is keeping you busy?
Nothing. Kids.
Are you bored, Stiff?
Well, what do you think I'm doing here?
I was going to say, you literally just arrived on a morning show that's got to be as entertaining as paint drying on July 20th with nothing to talk about.
I knew
about.
You guys would be struggling. Klein, you look sharp, by the way.
Thank you.
Breakfast.
Did you get that Dallas shirt when you were in?
I did.
Dallas?
In Dallas, yeah. Yes.
It's got a Dallas Mavericks t-shirt on for those listening in their cars.
Makes sense.
How bad is the show that you needed to stop in and give us a life
preserver?
No,
I'm giving blood, so I downtown to give.
Come on.
I was giving blood, and I'm going to go to the gym, and I promised DeForest a sausage and breakfast sandwich the other day.
Wow.
And I
you were a
to
great
deliver.
Man.
Yeah, you're too hard on yourself. You are a great human, Rhett. Let's get him some headphones here, Jay. We stole them out from, and they're lying right in front of you in the other room. Look at you. You've grown up. You used to not even know when you had headphones on. Now you're like reaching for them. Where are my headphones? You have now become a radio pro, Rhett.
I could see DeForest talking over there. I couldn't hear what he was saying. I'm sure it was really pleasant.
Probably, yeah.
Jay's been doing a lot of talking recently.
Well, on the drive in, I was amazed at how much babbling was coming out of his mouth.
We got to fill this thing with something, Retro.
Well, and he was telling us about some great $9 menu items at Chili's, I believe, earlier. That's a new thing. You've missed that. So before traffic, Jay has an unbelievable monologue. He talks about life and maybe some deals at Walmart, things like that.
Chili's.
Sure.
Yeah.
El Presidente. Huh? You ever have one of those? Delicious.
What's that?
It's the margarita.
Ah.
Come on.
I guess I haven't spent enough time in Chili's.
Get out a little.
I'll do my best. Speaking of which,
what's going on in the sports world? That's what I need to probably get caught up.
We'll have to update people. What hat are you wearing right now? It looks it's gray on black. This is not a sports themed hat. Because the Jays are in a playoff spot, as many of us knew would be the case. Do you have a Jays hat? That would be our lead today. The Jays, Sanchez looked good last night, 10-1 now in the year. Well, that's our lead on July 20.
So now I feel bad because my boy. I went golfing with him. He gave me a hat. I'm pulling a name blank here.
Oh, some guy actually bought you a Jays hat?
I actually was at the Costco's the other day, cruising around. Guy came up. I like your hat.
That's a listener there.
Had the Jays hat on, and I'm like, I didn't buy it.
It looks good on you. It's not the flat brim. It's got a nice curve. You haven't lost your Sasky passport with that one?
It's nice, yeah.
And you were down in Buffalo for a bit. Fill us in.
Below. Boring, hot,
boring,
humid.
Hot. That's a horrible combination.
Went fishing, which was lovely. But other than that, I'll tell you, pretty quiet in Retro's world. And I have no idea who's signed. I've followed sports zero.
Well, all you need to do is follow July 1st, because since then,
nothing.
Nobody.
Jason Demers.
Yeah.
That was
it wasn't Joe Colburn.
Oh, yeah. And
he was day one, wasn't he? Colburn was a day one to Colorado.
Oh, was he? Okay. Yeah. That's really the only guy I heard.
Josh Juris is a Ranger.
Two-way deal? Do we care that much about players that have to settle for two-way deals?
Forgot about his name.
There you are. he's been Hathaway'd, Rhett.
So these bums here have done nothing?
They got two guys, the two guys they wanted right on July 1. How old were you when you fell off a cliff? In hockey. Now, you wouldn't have known it at the time, but looking back in hindsight, how old were you?
The man just brought you a breakfast
sandwich.
No,
I understand. I haven't eaten it yet. He can take it back. But to be honest, you all of a sudden weren't playing.
It was after the lockout. I probably had maybe 1 year after lockout where I was okay, but it was a...
Like the last year in your contract, you were basically LTIR the whole year, weren't you?
I was.
The whole year?
Yeah.
How old were you?
32. 33.
So they have locked up a forward from years 31, 32, 33, and 34 at $4.5 million. And the other guy was a goaltender that they wanted. And I only bring up your final season because we don't know when guys will stop producing. And Brower's been incredibly consistent with goal production and staying healthy, but 4 years for a 31-year-old come August.
It's not the world we're living in, is it? 31 is not usually the start of better things. It seems like a late 90s kind of signing, but
yeah.
He played good. I like him because I like how he plays. He's in there.
Yeah.
He's that kind of guy.
He's a right shot, which they need desperately.
So
apparently he's going to hold teammates accountable is one thing he's known for.
Well, good. I mean, that's the thing. It's easy for us to look at numbers, but there's the stuff that goes on in the dressing room that matters too.
Correct. Yeah. We don't know how much, but it certainly matters.
And if they put him with Gaudreau and Monahan, it's just, hey, go be a big dude in front of the net and let these guys bounce a couple things off of you.
I'm telling you, if Yuri Hudler can do what he did up there.
You could.
Well, not at Yuri's level.
I heard you were crushing drives 390 the other day.
I hit one 391. The guy brought it back. But before anyone thinks that I'm actually good at golf, it had 3 or 4 hops on a cart path and then kicked back onto the fairway.
I heard it was consistent.
Just straight down the middle.
350 plus and then crushed 1390.
Driving the greens on a par 5.
I was hitting them wide right a lot. I was doing my Scott Norwood impression, but the ones that hit the fairway, people were happy with. I'll say that. How was your hole? You were on the par 3. We're talking, of course, about the Glenmore Audi golf tournament last week.
I was awful.
Really?
Maybe 50%.
On the green?
Yeah. 160-yard shot.
It wasn't exactly the island green at the TPC, was it? Yeah. Hmm. And how long was the hole again?
160. If I was capable of hitting it 160, that would have done the job of getting it on.
But
there was
usually helps.
Yeah, there was a lot of lefts and rights and chunks. And
I'm just thinking, you've missed so much. So much.
Yeah, I'm completely out to lunch. So if you'd like to fill me in.
Well, I would rather just pick your brain and tell you some things and just to get your initial reaction. I feel this is going to be almost as spontaneous as like bold predictions.
Do we have a segment? What Warner knows?
What Warner has not yet learned? He has returned, the champ, Rhett Warner, ladies and gentlemen. So bored halfway through his four-month vacation that he has stumbled into Sportsnet 960 World Control with breakfast sandwiches in hand. Good morning, Rhett.
They're really good.
They are delicious, aren't they? And yep. I did feel bad because you jerks were out somewhere.
Yep.
You and Boom Boom on a
couple weeks ago.
Not in studio, about a month ago.
We had back-to-back days on golf courses.
Yeah.
It's probably one of those.
I was downtown and I text DeForest that I was going to bring him food, and then I blew him off.
And then nothing, hey?
It's like, oh, I was going to bring him food, but then Boom and Red weren't. Boom's not there.
No, I was bringing it because you guys were juicing him a little bit. So
they had Spalumbo's sausage at that one golf tournament, and we watched them just set this thing up for hours, like getting it ready, you got to clean the grill, the meat's ready. He's like, make these things already. I'm dying here.
So speaking of Spalumbo's, they had it at the Brian Burke, the Rob Kerr, the celebrity
shooting thing.
Shootout thing.
Were you at that?
I think I had 8.
Whoa.
And I'm not joking.
No.
No bun.
Why would you need a bun?
Yeah. Low carb.
Right. As long as you can balance the mustard on.
Yeah.
You don't need a bun.
Oh, I'm dipping.
Yeah, there you go. Dip.
Delicious.
I don't know if we gave Robbie the shout out. You were telling me at the golf tournament last week that was an unbelievable event.
Top shelf. Top shelf, that one, yeah. Nice. I really like that.
The only problem, because here's the thing. There are a lot of events that are similar. There's nothing like that one, right? What is it? Is it skeet shooting? Is that what we call it?
Yeah, you could go golf in 100 golf tournaments.
And they're good.
And they're all good. It's golf. You're not going to complain. There's beer carts and beer girls, and it's a wonderful thing. But this is a little bit different.
There's no other shooting event.
Yes, exactly. But no drinking there, I'll tell you.
One complaint.
Probably a good thing.
Apparently, the guns and booze not mixing as well.
No,
they
frown on that.
Interesting.
After, though, hey?
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
Hey, how about this? We have a new contest that I think you might be keen for. The big show will be live at Alberta Marine on July 29th in Nanton.
What?
Your boys. Shop Alberta Marine fishing boats and net include Lund, Kingfisher, Striper, and now the Apex Pontoon Fishing Series. All online at albertamarine.com. Now, I'm told you are now in the inner circle and will be name-dropping the crap out of Alberta Marine.
Well, I do own a beautiful Lund that I pick up from Alberta Marine just about a month ago.
So the big show will be live there July 29.
I can't believe I'm not going to be live there.
Well, if you want to get involved, because I know how you love giving some of your own time away to live shows and things, you could hit the water with Rob Kerr and the crew from Alberta Marine for a day of fishing with celebrity fishing guest Cody Earl. One winner, full day of fishing, food, beverage, prizes. Again, all brought to you by your buddies at Alberta Marine.
Or I could go fishing with me, myself, and...
not have to talk to loser listeners.
Because I already went to Alberta Marine, picked up my
thing,
boat, and I'll probably be driving through as the big show's on.
Right. So you'll have the boat out of the water.
I'll honk.
Sure. Yeah. Or you drive by.
Give a nice little wave.
Yeah.
Have you found some good fishing holes nearby?
No,
it's not exactly
the boat.
Northern Saskatchewan for fishing, is it?
So buy the boat, go out fishing. I've been on three times, and then we went away for a while, and then the weather was too. What's wrong with this place? I go away, and the weather just goes to. My goodness. So, anyways, go out three times. Want to get the kids fishing? You can't take kids fishing.
They have no attention span, right?
Oh my!
I have a tough time fishing. I'm 34. I can't imagine a 6-year-old.
That sounds like a bad idea.
Line in water. Reel it back in. Line in water, reel it back in. Dad, let's go fast.
Okay.
We're going to go fast for a while.
Troll for a little bit.
Okay, let's fish. Line it. No. Let's swim, Dad. Okay. So jump in the lake, out of the lake. Let's go fast again. I bet I've gone fishing three times. I've maybe had a line or a lure in the water a grand total of 30 minutes.
Ooh, that's not good.
And that's...
being generous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So you're bored. You've brought us food, and we're going to get you all learned up here because you've missed a lot.
I need to get up to date.
Now, where were we last? You know who won the cup, right? I imagine you would have paid attention to that because when you left, it was the end of the second round, I think.
My goofy kid went and bought a Penguins hat yesterday. So, yeah, I know who won the cup.
How do you feel about that?
I predicted that, by the way. You guys picked San Jose, and I picked Pittsburgh.
We didn't know who the finalists were when.
Oh, yeah.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, because I'd pick San Jose to win.
The West?
And Pittsburgh to win.
Okay.
So I had those two nailed.
Right.
And then I nailed the finals. So you guys should have been buying me breakfast sandwiches.
Jay, this sounds familiar, doesn't it? That Red is not on the record, but did correctly predict something?
It was on the record.
Was it on the record? Either way, so let's get you caught up to speed on...
So Pittsburgh won. Great.
Yeah.
Jays stink.
Jays are good. Playoff team.
11 games above 500.
11 games above 500.
That's not. They're not winning the division.
They absolutely are. Baltimore's lost three in a row.
Game and a half out of the division.
Please.
Only thing that would worry me, if you started wearing that hat, then I'd know the bandwagon fans are back, and then I'd be worried about the club. How about this? The Flames have a new goaltending tandem. They finally got rid of the three-headed monster of, and the, what would we call it, the parade of soiling themselves in the crease last fall. Hiller. Ramo. Orteo. Yeah, that's gone.
They cleaned that up pretty quick, eh?
They did in a hurry. They didn't qualify Ordeo. Whoa.
Yeah, we were all off on that, huh?
Cheapest chips.
Might as well.
$700,000. Why not?
Put time and effort into them. Give them a chance.
See ya.
Must have a bad attitude.
And nobody saw them not qualifying Colburn. We were so afraid of that arbitration case, I guess we understand why.
Yeah.
But that's... if you wonder how the Flames feel about performances down the stretch when games don't matter, have a look at old Orteo and Colburn. I think you know exactly how they feel about those last 20 games of the year.
You can't fool me.
Yeah. Not fooled. Although, I don't mind the deal he signed in Colorado. $2.5 million a year for 2 years.
You would have went ballistic.
No.
Done it here.
But here's the thing. In arbitration, he would have been asking for 4.
Yeah.
Right? 20 goals almost. I mean, he had what? The same number of goals as Brouwer? Yep. One guy gets 4.5, and totally different players. But my point being, like, in an arbitration case, you can ask for a lot more than you're worth. And totally, that was going to be the case for Joe.
Yeah, totally different player. But I like that comparison, because why couldn't Joe turn into that kind of guy?
Well, I think he would have already if he was going to. But last year we saw strides going to the net.
He also, Joe didn't play in Chicago with
Definitely don't recall him playing in Chicago. I'll agree with you on that.
Five of the best players in the world and winning a cup. That changes your people's opinion on you.
It does help, yeah.
And so they don't qualify those two. They don't qualify Juris, who lands in New York. You'd already forgotten about him, so we won't call him a core part. He certainly wasn't that. They got another blue, not just Troy Brouwer, but the net mining situation we talk about. Brian Elliott comes in after, I would say, being the Blues MVP in the postseason. He was great at times.
The Blues have never respected that guy. Remember, they got Miller, and he's played great there, and they're just still not...
Jake Allen's the guy.
Yeah. Even in these playoffs where, like, things were going well, he has a bad game. All right, Allen!
Yeah.
You're up! Come on! It was three! Like, come on! No! Allen!
Out of the way! Yeah. I like that one. I like that move.
Well, motivated guy, and clearly...
cheap.
Unbelievable deal. $2.5 million for a starter?
Cheap as chips.
So they're now rolling with what? Help me out here, Klein. Chad Johnson's 1.7?
Yeah, didn't they go from like 10.5 to...
Well, they were almost $9 million last year. And they have Brian Elliott at 2.5.
Yeah.
So my rough math is $4.2 million for the pair?
About that, yeah. That's pretty good.
Jonas Bloody Hiller made 4.5 last year. Kari Rammo made 3.8. Are you kidding me?
Ah, they didn't use him.
I love it.
Also, Hiller did not stick around waiting for anything in North America. Hey, it was like, okay, season's done. All right, I'm out of here. See ya.
Going back to Switzerland, to a team that almost got relegated from the first division. Good luck to you.
He'll be a hero.
We'll miss you.
Nope. Like the goaltending now.
Take care.
Talked to Rob Ray when I was in Buffalo about that Johnson.
Chad Johnson.
Good guy.
Everyone likes him.
Yep.
Yeah. And I'm told that do not be surprised that if they need to via injury or just based on performance down the... Like, don't be surprised if Johnson runs with this thing for a while. Not the whole year, but he is very capable. The save percentage numbers are phenomenal.
Brian Elliott just had a heart attack. I'm like, are you kidding
that's
me?
That's exactly what I'm like. I'm laughing because poor Brian Elliott, if he gets relegated again.
He will get relegated. Oh, here's what I will
I gotta
say.
Do?
When was the last time you had a backup, never mind a starter, that you'd be comfortable rolling with for 2-3 weeks if you had to? That's what Johnson is.
Yep. Yeah.
I still think Elliott's won, absolutely. Don't get me wrong. So that's on the Flames front. And then heading into the draft, we had one of the zaniest, Wednesdays or Thursdays in NHL history? Within the course of a couple hours, we saw the Oilers trade Taylor Hall and the Montreal Canadiens trade PK Subban.
That was post-draft.
Excuse me, before July 1st, not before the draft. So the lead up to July 1, the crazy midweek exchanges.
Now, I'd heard about those.
Do you remember who the Oilers got in return?
A fifth defenseman.
Do you remember what team they dealt with?
Jersey.
He's a defenseman.
Adam Larson.
There you go.
Yeah. I was thinking of that other kid, the French kid, but he's a forward. Adam Henrique.
Definitely not a defenseman. You're right.
Yeah. No.
We kind of nailed it on this, didn't we? Yeah. Like, we've been talking for years that culture had to be changed there and that you weren't going to win the deal, but you had to get him out of there.
I still feel like they could have gotten a little bit more.
Or a lot more.
They still need another D-man. I'm surprised they haven't signed Chris Russell.
I'm shocked Chris Russell hasn't signed there. I thought for sure that's where he was going.
Yeah. It seemed perfect. They need a defenseman. He's a Western Canada boy.
Close enough to home. He liked it here.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Before we get
north.
To Russell, because I want to get there, and it is important because I've got a conspiracy theory that's going to horrify you. When you heard the Hall move, what is your reaction? Because you are a guy that places a lot of value on not necessarily just the results on the ice, but how guys are meshing. I did a one-on-one with Dallas Eakins on the weekend at a coaching conference in Toronto, and he said, ask me anything. Spent a lot of time on the Oilers. He essentially said when he arrived in Edmonton, there was two groups in the room. It may as well have been different colored jerseys. They were so separate. The young kids that had all the money that were high picks, and the older guys that weren't that good and said, I'm done trying to get these young kids to play the right way. Like, there were major problems. There still remain some problems.
There's been major problems. Wasn't he over at the World Championships Hall one year and he basically told the coach, oh, I'm going to play like this. That's kind of too bad for you.
So Ken,
if you don't like it, that's too bad. But you asked the question you asked was, well, what was my reaction? I was like, I don't know if that's enough.
Yeah.
Because he is, and I don't know the depths of maybe the problems he brings to a dressing room, but he's a 80 to 100 point forward.
He's a potential top 10 scorer in the league.
He's a potential Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Forward.
Talent is never a question with this guy.
And let's just clarify this. I don't think Taylor Hall's a bad human at all. I think he was completely miscast as a leader. He needed someone to be a leader when he arrived. There wasn't anyone, and by default, he was supposed to be that guy, wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, but if what Aiken says has any truth to it, he wasn't obviously willing to listen and try to learn to be.
Right, so is it on the veterans who said, screw it, I got a family, I'm not working with the kids anymore? Is it on the kids for saying, ignore these old guys, they're chomps? Either way, I wonder one thing about that deal. Can the Oilers be better off next year even though they lost that deal? Because they gave up the better player, no doubt about it.
Save a few bucks, and that's the thing you can never underestimate too, is where you spend that money. And I don't know if Lucic is the answer.
Signing bonus all over. That's going to be unbuyoutable, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we talked about guys falling off cliffs.
We've said it for 2 years where this guy...
He's 28, and it feels like already he's into his 30s.
He's on the perch. Yeah. Doesn't he feel like he's a 35-year-old?
Yes,
like,
I was just going
just
to say that.
Cringing going...
Yeah. When I saw 28, it was really...
Because a half 28. A step?
Yeah.
It's over.
Well, he doesn't have a half step to give.
Exactly.
He's about as slow as you can move and have success in the league.
Yeah, players like that don't have a graceful decline. It is that's right
cliff.
Down the cliff.
That is the cliff. Okay, other big deal, PK Subban the same day, hours later, gets swapped for Shea Weber. Again, with more talk about the player off the ice than the player on the ice. Because PK on the ice is a very good hockey player, but it seemed like his act, whatever that is, was wearing on people in Montreal, including the GM.
I would think that it was clear the GM wasn't happy with him from the start. There was always friction there, and I think he must have got some feedback from some guys at end-of-year meetings and said, well, we got to part ways, because if you're going just strictly as player, you never make that trade.
No.
And it's not a shot against Weber, but dollar for dollar and player for player, not a chance.
Yeah, if this is just a video game and you're not worried about other players and stuff like that, and it's just on the ice stuff, then no.
Yeah, I'm not trading my Shea Weber card for PK Subban.
No, exactly.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So, and he should be the perfect fit in Montreal.
Oh, yeah.
Subban should have, like,
yeah,
that's number one, but,
They're going to love Subban in Nashville, though.
Nashville is going to be very good next year.
They will be good. But we always debate it, and you said it just a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
How do you value rooms?
Yeah. And here's the thing. I think a lot of what happened in Montreal was, it wasn't that PK was a bad guy at all. It's just that it had been a long time, and they were the worst team in the league for a half year. That's when guys don't like each other, and he was probably a little annoying. I feel like if you're winning in Nashville and he's brand new there and has a fresh start, it's not nearly the issue it was in Montreal.
Nope, for sure.
And the thing with Shea Weber, he's got 10 years left. I cannot imagine that guy playing hockey another 10 years.
No.
He's another guy you looked at the age and you're like, he can't be that young. You think of Weber, you think early to mid-30s, like 33, 34, 35. He's got 10 years left.
Yeah, and the way he plays and the style, like, he's not fleet of foot. He's a strong, he's kind of like a Robin Regier to me, where Reggie was... He used to be such a powerful skater. He'd get there. Mm-hmm. It wasn't pretty, but he was just strong and powerful enough to do it.
Yeah, you're not throwing on that tape in a skating lesson by any stretch of the imagination, but he gets there. But Weber has already kind of, again, lost a bit of a step, and he's not going to get that back.
I think the argument that he was the best defenseman in Nashville was not really held up much last year. Everyone really looking at Roman Josi.
Okay, how about the debate now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two Norris Trophy candidates on one team, maybe?
Sure.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. You're right. The other final one on that swap, the one thing Weber will do, he can score 20 goals as a defenseman.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a lot of guys can do that. We saw, Gio do it this year. Before him in Calgary, it was Dion, first year in the league? A 20-goal defenseman is a rare asset. So I'm not saying Weber's going to be bad in Montreal. I just think years 4 through 10 of the 10 left won't be pretty.
Yeah. Is it a bit of a Surrey thing? Because Surrey could score you 20 goals too, right?
Yeah.
Because he could shoot the puck so hard.
Right. But 18 of those are coming on the power play. Yeah. We're just getting
I'm just going to one-time this and drill it. Yeah. Anyway, it's not the immediate future for either team that's in jeopardy. I think it's just the long-term commitment that Montreal now has that, look out.
The other big news, we talked about Hall, we talked about Subban. How about Steven Stamkos, the free agent prize that was going to set new highs for everything? Salary, max term, maybe it was a sign and trade. The biggest free agent ever to land on July 1. I mean, you'd think he's probably bigger than Suter and Parise. I would think so. Didn't happen. The biggest non-story was that when the clock started to move towards midnight, he went back to Tampa for the deal they offered him in the fall, 8.5. Stevie Y looks like a genius.
Can we give that guy a headbutt? Just
what's the PA's reaction to that? They got to be pissed this guy didn't take the money.
Livid.
Now, he is as good or better than he would have been after tax in Florida, but the PA doesn't
they
get
don't
to
care
see
about,
the price increase of his kind
don't
of talent.
Get me started on the PA. Good grief. But let's stick to the deal. Yeah. So what did he learn then?
About what?
Well, he turned down that contract. He could have had it done. Mm-hmm. Things could have been smooth sailing instead of
going to Toronto and having to deal with everything.
Probably wanted to see what was out there. And by the time
let's not be naive. So you don't think he had an idea to start with?
I think he had an idea, but until you get officially into the courting
period. So what scared him away?
Well, I think he got to Toronto and realized the circus he was going to live in. And I think he looked also at that Tampa club. It's like, geez, I played one playoff game and we had the cup champs on the ropes up 3-2 in a series. Like, if I want to win a cup, I don't go to Toronto. If I want to have a life away from the rink, I don't go to Toronto. And then after that, now you're looking at Buffalo and some other places. Like, look, he likes where he is. There's a really good team there. They had the Penguins on the ropes, and he played one game.
Yeah. See, and here's my whole take on it is that great for Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's worth what they paid him.
8.5. I mean.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I know he could have got more. Mm-hmm.
That sounds crazy.
I really look at it and go, I wonder if Yzerman, great. You certainly didn't. Drop the ball on it. You look smart, but you might have looked smarter in 3 years if you wouldn't have offered him anything.
Well, because they still have a lot to go with these guys, right? Like, they got Palat's an RFA next year. Tyler Johnson's an RFA next year. You still have to take care of Kucherov this year. So, like, there's still some work for Steve Yzerman.
And we already saw them extend Killorn and Hedman. I mean, where Ben Bishop lands is really the fallout of this, because you knew they couldn't bring both back. Retro, you have... Not unlike some crisis in a far-off country, you have been dropped in like a Marine via parachute to save this morning's show. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
Andy brought food. Are you kidding me? Now, did you have a breakfast sandwich or everyone else had one but not you?
Oh, no. I went to Buffalo. Fat kid.
Still living off that, the archives of that, huh?
It's tough on you. Stinger subs, wings. And
the portions are out of control down there.
It is... so stupid.
Like, you wonder why everyone's fat. I'm sorry. Look at the size of the plates at the restaurant.
Yes. Yeah. It is just a gargantuan amount of food that you get. And they love it.
And the salad.
$8. They have a breakfast box from one of the fast food places. Yeah. $11. Four sandwiches. Four hash browns. Two... coffee, I think. Is there anything else? But anyway, who cares?
Right.
$11. Okay. Yeah, I'll have one of those.
Yeah.
It's enough to feed a family, or you, sir.
Yeah, tide you over for the rest of the day.
Did you get to Razor's Doghouse, Retro?
I did not get to Razor's Doghouse.
But you did meet up with Razor.
Took me for a sandwich, though. Nice. I made him pay.
You feel good about that?
I do. Doesn't happen often.
He did deliver you to your home when you were completely hammered after a dinner with the Sabres staff.
The thing is, you guys hear about that stuff, but if we go back in time...
Oh, I get it. One of the two of you is growing up, for sure.
There might have been an IOU.
Yeah, I bailed him out a few times, literally. Let's get back to the hockey news you've missed.
Okay.
23-13, the two best players on the Calgary Flames do not have contracts. It is July 20. We also have nothing to talk about. I don't know if there should be concern or when there should be concern, because my feel right now is, well, you do have 2 months before anything happens that matters.
World Cup's coming out. I'm not concerned about it overly right now.
Yeah.
I think you got some time to wait.
We've seen a lot of guys sign.
September 1st? Hmm. And I don't... you could build it up and like, what's going on? Well, it could take about a half hour to get done.
Yeah. It could be later today. There's a press conference at the Dome. We don't know.
Yeah. All right. We decided to do it today.
Anything to lead you to believe that this is not just a standard negotiation that takes time and usually the pressure of a timeline helps things move along?
I think the Flames are trying to just figure out how... I think they're trying to be responsible, right? Like, my approach, give them what they want.
Yeah, that's what Daryl Sutter did. And then
they're our best players, and if you need $9 million, well, you're my best player, and go for it.
That's what Daryl did. Figure out the rest later. It was literally what Daryl did as a GM. I like these guys. I'll overpay them, but at least I have my guys. And then you're in cap jail, and everyone has a no move, and you're screwed for 4 years.
I think they're trying to make sure that, hey, if I can squeeze a $500,000 here and there, and maybe a year or two, one way or the other, I don't know what benefits who the most, but I think they're trying to be smart.
Do you give them the 6, 7, 8 years that we've seen for all the comparables, like Forsberg, like Scheifele, like Barkov, like...
I don't know how you don't.
You'd want to. If you're Johnny or Monty, do you see any problem with those terms? I don't think there'd be one with Monahan. The only thing that we continue to, hear whispers about is, Johnny wouldn't mind playing on the East Coast. I mean, what, a four-year deal, man? I think if you're the team, you want max term here, something close to it.
Yeah. Long as, I'm absolutely long as I can with either one of them.
Yeah.
To an extent, right? No, okay, I'll give $10 million.
No, that's too much.
Sorry, kid.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is if they're having a tough time getting to a number on a long-term deal with one of these guys, if you shorten the term and you're buying less free agent years, i.e. the player can go to the market sooner, cap it's going to be lower. You'll be able to put a better team around them for the course of that contract because you'll have more money to spend. Now, I don't know that that's plan A, but maybe that is a fallback solution if they do get to a stalemate over a 7-year deal, let's say.
How... Just thinking back to Iginla, he was the face of the franchise. He sold all the jerseys. How do you put a number on that? I'm sure down at the Dome, they can probably track it a little bit.
Yeah, by the weekend. Yeah.
Goudreau's that,
he
right?
Sells tickets,
he sells tickets. He puts people in seats. The jersey.
Monahan's a very good player. Johnny Hockey is the face of the franchise right now. Do not be fooled.
Totally. That's a great spot for Monahan because he just...
Yeah, just go do your thing.
Yeah, he's not going to be the focal point. If you're going into L.A., Boston, Philly, wherever, Toronto, who are they talking about?
Yeah, it's come watch our team play Johnny Gaudreau in the Calgary Flames.
Yeah, as good as Monahan is, it's Ron Francis was like that in Pittsburgh. Oh, Lemieux and Yager? Who's this other bum?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Ron Francis. Not bad.
Yeah.
The text line, wide awake, 960-960. This show is a million times better with Rhett in the room.
It's true.
Please find a way to keep Rhett in studio for the rest of the week.
No.
Thank you for the hockey talk. Your show was unbearable before you got to hockey.
I'm going fishing in my Alberta Marine Lund tomorrow, so I can't make it. Sorry.
With or without Rob Kerr?
Whoa, without.
Okay. 804, we will let you go soon, but one more thing to get to. Chris Russell remains unsigned. I have ideas on why he hasn't signed. What do you think is the reason that the man that wore 4 in Calgary for numerous years is not yet found a new suitor?
Because he's not getting the offers that he thought he was going to?
Sounded like he had him on July 1, although we never really know what to believe.
Exactly. You can sound like it. If he had him, then he should have signed it. What's he going to do? Sit around and wait?
That seems to be exactly what he's doing.
Are many teams after July 1st upping offers?
They're dropping them, probably.
Usually it goes the other way. Right. You don't want that one? All right, well, we'll get figured out some other way.
We'll drop a couple hundred grand.
I'll call you.
We'll see you in a week.
August 25th.
Yeah.
See where you're at.
Yeah, the last couple of years, it's kind of seemed like it's you're either signing on July 1st or you're getting a tryout. It seems like there's no real middle ground.
Cody Franzen was the one, man, and we talked about it this year. Maybe that's the cautionary tale for all free agents. What if you just don't get the offer you were sure you're going to get, or there's a team sniffing around you and someone else, and they pick the other guy, and there's nothing left?
Don't be so arrogant in yourself that teams aren't willing to go and make other options work.
So what is he worth and where does he end up? And
do you think that being traded out of Calgary and going to Dallas helped his stock? Because I think it absolutely diminished his stock.
You watched him in the
playoffs. He was getting danced. He wasn't getting used like he was here. Like,
that was.
So I don't know why he would, if his agent or whoever or in his mind, he's thinking that, I've earned even more. Yeah, I don't think so. But maybe that's what he's going through, is going, I haven't earned more. Maybe I've come back to where the Flames were, and I like it there. Maybe
I bet you they're lower than where the Flames were on an extension.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me a bit. Like, I look at Cody Franzen's deal at, 3.3 for 2 years? I believe it's around that neighborhood. I don't know why he would make more than that at this point, because if there was more than that, it'd be signed, wouldn't it?
You would.
Now, the only scary thought I have, Rhett, I heard a rumor, and I can't speak to how valid it is, and it's just straight rumor mongering, but on July 20th, that's what we're doing. The Flames are trying to move out money to find room for Chris Russell. Because right now they've got, $15 million? They have Johnny, Monty, and maybe you'd want a few guys on tryouts, some low-end RFAs you got to pay a bit. But there's room for Johnny, Monty, and a little bit of wiggle. There's not room for Johnny, Monty, and Russell, you'd think.
Right.
Does that concern you? Do you think that's real? Does that sound like totally bogus?
It concerns me. Yeah, because depending on the number, I don't think that Chris Russell, if it's where he was, is worth it. If Chris Russell's $3 million, $3.5 million, okay, I'll live with it. But I don't know if that's the formula anymore for being successful. Because I think you can get a guy like Chris Russell for cheaper.
Well, Yoki Packett came in and played his minutes, and I'm not saying he's better than, but I didn't think there was a huge drop, if any, at all.
Well, that's just it. You've got a certain amount of guys that are going to carry your team. The rest are support role guys.
Mm-hmm. So don't overpay for that.
You can't overpay for
that. Well, and I'll say this. There are some D-men that are fives, best served as fives, that get paid, but here's the thing they do well. They run your bloody power play. Mike Green, Keith Yandel. Russell's not that guy.
Yeah, if you're a specialist.
Exactly.
And you can go out on a power play and generate 45 points a year?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you've got a unique set of talent that we could use.
Right.
But he's nowhere near the power play, and if he is, shame on the coach.
Yeah, no, you're right. He's better suited
on the penalty kill. The power play.
Yeah. Hey, you're a good man. Thank you so much. The text line is completely lit up. Everyone is in love with you again. We'd forgotten. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
That's right. That's what I just...
And if anytime you want to drop in and bring us breakfast sandwiches for free and fill our show with content,
he is good.
Jay will throw applause at you.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, first star of the night, ladies and gentlemen, Rhett Warner.
Shut up, Jay, too. There's a lot of talking over there.
Yeah. A lot of deals.
I don't like it either.
He's got to tell people about.